So giving honor to God, who's the head and will forever be the head of my life, that lead God, direct me, because I have learned something in life, people. I can't stay the same. I don't want to stay the same. I don't desire to stay the same. So as he is the head of my life, I know that increase coming. Increase coming. And when I speak about increase, I ain't talking about money. I ain't talking about houses and cars. I ain't talking about fame and you like me and you may not like. No. That won't get me there. That increase of the word, Tyrone. That increase of that fellowship time with the Father, Tyrone. That what I so desire in my life right now, Tyrone. There is nothing on earth I desire more than to be in his presence. To understand that the word was designed for me. It's personal, people. The word is designed for me. Yes, I know you out there, but the word is designed for me, Mr. Henry. So I know increase is coming. And if you are in this house and you are under this leadership and you are stagnant, if you at the same place doing the same thing, it ain't God. It most definitely ain't Bishop and First Lady, because they not even standing still. This ministry is designed to go, people. And guess what? Bishop got that attitude, whether you go with him or not, it's going. And I'm telling you something, because God is doing great things in my life, I'm going. Because in this house, I have discovered something. Where in this house, it empowers families to win. In this house, it empowers families to win. And that's what we're going to talk about today. I'm glad it's Youth Sunday, because we're going to talk about families. We're going to talk about young people. Because I understand, how people and young people, they look up to athletes. They look up to models. They look up to all these different things. But I hadn't seen yet what people say, Jesus is my hero. I haven't seen a kid yet go wild and bonkers because it's time to go to church. I haven't seen young people yet do toe touches and flips and cartwheels because God have saved my life. But when it comes down to LeBron James, I want to wear his shoes, his clothes. When it's about Nike and Under Armour, I gotta be suited out. When it comes down to some boots and a nice shirt with somebody else's name on it, I get crunk. When as young people, we're going to get crunk for Christ. When as young people, we're going to get crunk because we got a true hero that sits in the midst of us every Sunday, every Wednesday, every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday, every Friday, every Saturday, every Sunday. Bishop have made it an opportunity for you to always be in fellowship with him. We have a prayer line to keep us connected to the Most High God. We have a prayer line to keep us connected to our leaders. We have a prayer line to continue to keep us connected together as one. And we yet don't understand that iron sharpens iron. If you fellowship with unbelievers, young people, that iron gonna sharpen you to be mischievous, to lead you to be disobedient, to lead you to roll your eyes when it's word time. Who are you fellowshipping with? I done got to the point in my life now, man, you can ask the boss lady, because I'm gonna tell you this. She's back there behind me, and she's behind me for a reason. I told her years ago, I said, whatever I do from now on, I dare not do it without you. If I go speak, I want you with me. If I go teach, I need you in my presence. When I call you on the phone, if I say, hey, what are you doing? I want you to be thinking about me when that response I'm looking for. I call her just sporadically. Boss, what are you doing? She'll name out all the things she's doing. If it's for the church, if it's for her business, if it's for the kids mean that mean me and our kids, yes, because adults as men, we can be kids sometimes. I can admit it. What are you doing? I'm doing this and this and this. Nah, boss, what are you doing? I said I'm doing this and this. Nah, boss, what are you doing? Oh, okay, I'm thinking about you. That's what I want to hear. Why? Because if I call you and ask you what you're doing, I'm letting you know that you on my mind and I need to know I'm on yours. This 20 years strong, people, 20 years strong, and I'm telling you, God is showing me how to be intimate with what's mine. And she know me better than my parents because I've been with her 20 years. So what am I saying up here today? This is nothing that I'm just making up. Whatever I live at home, I'm living right now when I'm talking to you. So I got up here so she can read the scriptures real fast because there's some ground I want to cover because I'm going to excite the young people on today. And you better not leave. You better not leave like you walked in here. You better not leave like you walked in here. Young people, I want you to sit up tall and I want you to be interested in what's going on. I'm not your regular person that's come to you with the word of God. I'm looking at you. Sit up tall like you're interested in what's going on. Get the sleep out your eyes. Look at me like you know what's going on. We're in the house of God. We got to have some respect for the house of God. Amen? You are valuable. Because we families out here, we are empowered to prosper and win. And being that be the case, Steve, we are valuable. I think we're missing it sometimes. We do all these things and not realize why we're doing them. We do all these things and not realize we're doing them. We do all these things and not realize we're doing them. We're trying to please the world, but we don't understand that if we try to please the world, we're fitting in. If we try to please the world, we're not understanding that we are valuable. Because Tyrone, if I'm valuable, I ain't got to please you. You understand my value. Amen? Young people, if you know you're valuable, you ain't got to go out there and try to make all the friends. Young people, if you know you're valuable, you ain't got to wear your pants down where they're not supposed to be. Ladies, when you know you're valuable, you ain't got to go out there and try to get some boy attention. Because I'm valuable, I hold myself accountable. Because I'm valuable, I walk like it, I talk like it, I speak like it. But I don't want nobody to say I'm this and I'm that. If they say you this or that, guess what? You in the right position. Because you're not fitting in. He think he all that because, no, I don't think it.